Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. Amazing. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, your exercise, and medication decisions. All those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and a lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Breaking news now in a hate-filled crime, leaving a wife, a mother of three beautiful young children dead. She was just doing her job. Why her? Why is a mother of three young children, ages 5, 10, and 11, dead?
We got a call of a person that was lying in a breezeway that had obvious signs of trauma.
Eric Peters is a sergeant with the Haltom City Police Department. On Saturday night, emergency responders pronounced Ryan dead at this complex where she made a delivery.
Over the last couple of days, the detectives have been working nonstop to try to identify a suspect.
Right now, police will only say she suffered obvious signs of trauma.
Well, the detectives are kind of holding that close to the vest for investigative purposes, so they don't want the actual cause of death out there yet. So they're using that as an investigative tool at this point.
You are hearing Sergeant Eric Peters with the Haltom City Police speaking to our friends at WFAA ABC 8 with me, an all-star panel to make sense of a senseless killing. With me, Gina Tron, crime reporter, Oxygen.com. You can find her at Twitter under Gina Tron. Joseph Scott Morgan, professor of forensics, Jacksonville State University, author of Blood Beneath My Feet on Amazon, star of a brand new series, Poisonous Liaisons, on the True Crime Network, renowned psychologist, professor of behavioral medicine at Truro College, author of The Causes of Autism, Dr. Jeff Gardier, special guest, John W. Dill, high-profile lawyer joining us out of Florida, author of The Method-Proven Techniques for Winning Jury Trials at johnwdill.com, and joining us, Sergeant Eric Peters, leaving literally his job there with the police, with the Haltom City Police Department on this case from the get-go. But first, let me go to someone I've been wanting to speak to very much. And I want to first start with offering our prayers and our thoughts to the husband of Ryan Muncy Graham. She's just 31 years old with three gorgeous children. With me, her husband, Cameron Graham. And right at the get-go, would never mention it himself. I want you to know there is a GoFundMe set up for this wonderful family. It's GoFundMe.com/Ryan-Graham's-funeral-expenses. And you can see that if you want to join us in helping this family at CrimeAlign.com. Cameron Graham, thank you for being with us. I know that you are needed at the funeral home and you're taking your time to be with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy, for reaching out to my family and this Taiwanese and just pursuing the rightful things that need to be done. We really appreciate that.
Cameron, I can't imagine growing up without my mom. She and my dad were the biggest parts of my life. How are your children, 5, 10, and 11 years old, doing?
I mean, with children as young as 5, with Marcella and Jace, it's really hard to tell for emotional trauma at this age. It's kind of a long-term situation. It's something that, you know, we'll never get over. And then her 10 and 11-year-old girls loved her mom very much, and they're devastated by it. And they're every day they ask why they can't see their mom no more, and it's just the worst thing I've ever gone through in my entire life. It's so hard to explain. There's just so much love and emotion going around that every day I wake up thinking this is a nightmare and that hopefully it'll end, and it doesn't.
Mr. Graham, I did that for so long after my fiance was murdered, for a really long time. I'd wake up and at the first moments thought everything was fine, and then it would hit me, and then I'd have to try to figure out, I know this sounds crazy, is this real? Did I have a bad dream that he was murdered? And it wouldn't take but just, you know, a minute before I would make sense of all those thoughts.
I go through those same thoughts every day. I wake up, and the first thing I wake up and realize is that I'm not holding my wife. And I think, well, maybe she's in the bathroom, and then reality comes back, and I realize that I won't get to see her again. Her children won't get to see her again over such a senseless violence for no reason.
So senseless. Cameron, when did you... Guys, for those of you just joining us, with me is the husband of Ryan Muncy Graham. She's just 31 years old when her life is cut short brutally. And this is a mom working multiple jobs, just like her husband, to pull their family and their children up, up, up. And I remember my mom and dad doing the same thing. My dad working the night shift, the morning shift, the afternoon shift. My mom being gone all day into the night working. And it just breaks my heart. Cameron, when did you realize something was wrong?
Well, my wife had left at about 11:45 that morning to go down and do some Uber Eats deliveries because they were running a special. And she told me she would be home about 7. And about 7:10, I called her. I was like, hey, baby, where are you at? What's taking you so long? And she said, oh, I got to do 7 more deliveries to finish the special. And then at 10:41, I messaged her, and she never called me. She didn't message me back, so I called her, and I called her, and I called her, and I called her, and I called her. And every time it was going straight to voicemail. And then at about 12 o'clock p.m., 12 hours later, I get a call from her dad, and as soon as I see her dad calling me, I know what that call is, and I'm terrified to hit answer, and I do, and it's her dad telling me that they found her body deceased, and I just fall to the ground. I melt. It's hard talking about it now. I don't understand why anyone anywhere would want to do anything like this to my wonderful wife, who is the nicest person. All she wants to do is make people happy. She drove the handicap around as her full-time job. She brought people food that didn't want to get out in the middle of a pandemic. She taught couponing classes to try to teach people how to save money. And on top of all that, she had her own business where she does personal tumblers and cups and stuff like that to bring a smile on someone's face. And for her to be brutally murdered as an attempt of trying to rob her or whatever they were trying to do, there's no reason. There's everyone asks why. I can't even ask that question because there's no good answer for that question. There's no reason why.
When you saw that phone call come in, what went through your mind?
Well, at first, I thought, as soon as I saw his name on the phone, I was terrified. But when I answered it, I was hoping I would hear my wife's voice saying, "Hey, I lost my phone," or something like that. And when her dad answered and he was in tears and telling me that they found her body deceased, my whole body just, it like quit working. I fell to the ground. I'm bawling. My 5-year-old son is sitting next to me asking me what's wrong. And I had to tell him I didn't want to hold it back from him. He's a really intelligent 5-year-old, so he knew that there was something wrong. And there's never been a harder conversation I'll ever have in my life, having to tell all of my children that their mother's gone and she's went to heaven. And then they may not be able to see her, they may not be able to hear her, but they always feel her in her heart. That's a heartless conversation anyone will ever have to have. And I hope no one has to tell their children that their mother's passed away.
Guys, with me is our special guest today. It is the victim in this case, a tangential victim of a shooting death, the shooting death of his beloved wife, just 31. This couple had gone through so much together and faced so much adversity together already, doing everything they could to raise their 3 children and pull their family up, only to get the call that Ryan, his wife, just 31 years old, is found dead, just doing her job. Jackie, I'd like to let Mr. Graham go so he does not hear our forensic discussion. Mr. Graham, thank you for being with us. I know you're headed to the funeral home right now, and please know our prayers are with you. That's a trip no one wants to make, and it is a long and hard path that you have to walk alone, and I'm just so sorry for you. Please let us know whatever we can do to help you.
I really do appreciate that. I would like to say thank you, Nancy, and the whole Haltom City Police Department. Thank you all for working as hard as y'all do and bringing the justice that was due. And this will be something my family can't recover from, but I would like to say the last quote that my wife told me before she left that day, and she said to me that we may not have it all together, but together we have it all. And from that, we have to build and move forward. And every contribution you can make to the GoFundMe is really appreciated. Even if you just want to stay on there that you're giving out prayers, everything counts. Every word, every cent. And thank y'all so much.
Thank you, sir.
The 2024 presidential campaign features 2 candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Police in Haltom City investigating the death of a woman. They are calling it murder. Police say someone found the victim, this is last night, lying in a breezeway of an apartment building. This is on Northern Cross Boulevard. Police say she had obvious signs of trauma by the time paramedics arrived. That victim was pronounced dead. Authorities say this is an ongoing investigation.
Today, breaking news right now in the case of the murder of this 31-year-old woman. With me, I hope you got to hear Ryan's husband, Cameron Graham, with us. With me, high-profile lawyer John Deal, Dr. Jeff Gardier, Sergeant Eric Peters, death investigator Joe Scott Morgan, and crime reporter Oxygen.com. You know her name well, as do I, Gina Tron. Gina Tron, first to you, tell me the circumstances surrounding Ryan's death.
So she, it was Wednesday night, and Ryan was in the middle of her Uber Eats delivery when, you know, she stopped by an apartment complex, and that's when her husband stopped being able to reach her. You know, she was working this job. She and her husband, they lost part of their income due to COVID, like so many other Americans. So she was working this job on the side to try to make extra money. And yeah, as you probably heard earlier, her husband was waiting for her to come home, and she had about seven more deliveries to make, and she wasn't able to finish it because somebody or some people took her life.
You know, Gina Tron, I'm glad you told me that. You can find Gina Tron on Twitter, of course, at Oxygen.com. She's the author of Star 67 on Amazon. Gina, I did not realize that they were struggling, that their financial problems were because of COVID. I didn't know exactly what had happened. But like so many people across the country now taking second, third jobs, trying to just keep it going. I didn't know that, Gina Tron. To Sergeant Eric Peters, special guest joining us from the Haltom City Police Department. Sergeant, thanks for taking your time away from everything that's happening right now to give us information. Sergeant, I know what it's like to work multiple jobs, to finish one job, then trudge to your car and go to another job. I've worked as many as three and sometimes four jobs at once. That's hard. And that's the position that Ryan Muncy Graham, just 31-year-old mom of three, was in. What do we know? I'm trying to figure out, was she under an overpass? Was she walking through trees? How did this happen?
So late Saturday night, we were called to an apartment complex. Somebody had called in and said that there was a person lying outside their door that had obvious signs of trauma. When we got on scene, we went up to the third floor of an apartment complex building and found the victim lying in the breezeway there on the ground.
Let me understand that, Sergeant. With me, Sergeant Eric Peters from the Haltom City Police Department. Sergeant, you're saying this was on a third floor apartment. Somebody called and said she's out, a person lying outside our door, and she was in a breezeway on the third floor. What do you mean by breezeway?
Just the corridor, the hallway that goes to the different apartments there on the third floor.
And it was open air, like you walk up and it's open air and you can go left or right?
Yes, that's correct.
Got you. Would she have walked up the stairs or taken an elevator?
She would have walked up the stairs from the bottom floor.
Well, and I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, because you certainly know the facts better than we do. Sergeant Eric Peters, she had not yet made the delivery. The food was there?
That is correct. She had not made her delivery yet.
Was she robbed?
That is what we're believing the motive is. We believe that that she was robbed, and that was the reason for the offense.
You know, I'm curious, Gina Tron, crime reporter with Oxygen.com. I've seen it. Maybe this is anecdotal knowledge, Gina, but I see when a pizza guy goes by, or sometimes I see it on the doors of restaurants, we only have X amount of $25 cash. Our drivers don't carry cash. I mean, when you attack an Uber driver, what are you really going to get? Isn't there procedure or policy that they don't carry a lot of cash around?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, this is not the first delivery driver in the area that's been killed. There was an Amazon delivery driver that was killed just 2 days before Christmas, Timothy Allen, who was shot in his car right after making a delivery as well. And then they don't know what the motive was for that because nothing was taken from him. But yeah, drivers.
That's extremely odd, Gina Tron, and you're absolutely correct. Gina Tron joining me from Oxygen.com, kind of a red flag that another delivery person had been shot. But back to you, Sergeant Eric Peters, we don't know yet whether Ryan was robbed. I mean, if she's not raped, there's no sex attack, and she's not robbed, could it be just a thrill kill of a mother of three?
Well, I would hope that that's not the case, but again, we do believe that she was robbed in this instance before she was killed.
And another issue, just putting it out there, to Dr. Jeff Gardier, board-certified clinical psychologist, professor of behavioral medicine at Touro College. Dr. Jeff, almost everything is cashless right now. I mean, if you go to try to buy something and you actually interact with a human during COVID, they're covered head to toe in plastic and rubber gloves and all, and you put your credit card in a little device, you don't sign anything, nothing. Nobody wants to touch anybody. A lot of places even ban the use of cash now, Dr. Jeff. So what could they get off this mother of three? I don't get it.
I think you may have it right here. Even if they thought that she may have had some loose change or some kind of money on her, this was a thrill kill. Because think about this. If it was just about the money, they could have held her up, said, empty your pockets, we'll take it, you disappear, we have masks on, pretending that we're trying to prevent COVID or whatever the case may be, and that would be the end of it. But the fact that they killed her and she was so viciously killed, you have to look at, you know, a diseased mind or diseased minds that are getting some sort of adrenaline and thrill off of this.
Back to you, Sergeant Eric Peters, media relations officer with the Haltom City Police Department. You know, I know you just heard her husband thanking the police department, which of course you deserve. But doesn't that just break your heart to hear this guy and his whole family, little babies, 5, 10, and 11, thanking you for doing your job when he's in so much pain?
It does. You know, murders in Haltom City, they're a rare thing. So for us to have one a year, that's kind of the norm. But for him to be hurting so bad, we're just happy that we were able to come to a conclusion and
man,
getting some
closure.
Man,
you cracked the case. You sure did, Sergeant Eric Peters, the Haltom City Police Department. Congratulated for that. It reminded me of so many times at the end of a murder trial, Sergeant, where the victim's family, I mean, they've been suffering, sitting through the trial, hearing the medical examiner, hearing all the evidence, come up and thank me at the end of the trial. And it would just break my heart. I don't know why. It just would.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
For those of you joining us, we are talking about the death of a beautiful young mom, just 31, doing her job, finishing her last 7 deliveries with Uber Delivery. They were running a special. She never made it home. Who is Ryan Muncie Graham? Earlier, you heard from our friends at 11 DFW. Take a listen to Maria Guerrero, NBC5.
Wife and mother of 3 small children, Ryan Graham Muncie was working her Uber Eats delivery job Saturday night when she was murdered, found in the breezeway of the Northern Cross Apartments in Haltom City.
I believe she was delivering food to somebody in that building.
The 31-year-old did not make it to the customer's door before she was killed. A motive isn't being made public.
And to Alex Rozier, WFAA, ABC 8.
It was Bailey who introduced this kind-hearted, hard-working mom to her husband, Cameron.
So it's just really sad this all happened.
Now Cameron is left to raise the kids alone as police work to figure out who killed his wife.
I'm just hoping that we can catch whoever did this. If anybody has any information, heard anything, saw anything, obviously just come forward and let us know. I'm still kind of in shock. It's really hard to believe just that somebody could do that to her, to anybody.
And more from her best friend. Take a listen to WFAA.
Those who knew Ryan Muncy remember her as a loving wife and mom.
Man, Ryan, she just loved her kids so much. She has two daughters, Roxy and Molly, and she has a son, Jace.
Her friend Bailey Abels has known her for nearly a decade.
She was goofy as all can be and just a really kind person.
Ryan worked as a driver for the disabled, but she also delivered for Uber Eats until this weekend when she made it to this Haltom City apartment.
To Joseph Scott Morgan, professor of forensics, Jacksonville State University. Take a listen to this, Joe Scott. Sergeant Peters, are you releasing her COD cause of death?
Yes, we believe that she sustained a fatal stab wound to her neck during the attack.
You know, Joe Scott, to come up on a defenseless woman, just trying to make a living, the mother of three. You know, Joe Scott, you and I have talked many, many times. There is a big psychological difference in a killer that shoots at 50 feet and one that comes up on the victim with a knife and stabs him. I mean, in the neck, in my mind, makes it even worse. Such a vulnerable area on a vulnerable person, unarmed, a lady, a mother, at night. I mean, the only consolation is that with a stab in the neck, I think she died almost immediately. But did she have time to think about her children? Did she have time to wonder what's happening or to fight back? I doubt it, Joe Scott.
No, but she had an awareness of what was happening. She had an awareness that she was in trouble. And, you know, the two adjectives that come to mind are gutless and cowardice when you think about. And, you know, you said that she's defenseless. Yeah, she's defenseless. Let me put another layer to this, Nancy. Her hands were full. She's a food delivery person. And she's up on that landing. When you egress onto a landing like this, they had to have been tracking her. They knew where she was going to be. They'd probably been following
her. Did you hear what Sergeant Eric Peters said? It was an open breezeway. I know exactly the kind of apartment. You go up, you know, zigzaggy steps, and people on the outside can see you trudging up the steps.
And then it's external. It's probably well lighted. It's got a concrete base to it. I've been on these numbers of times on cases similar to this, but this, you know, the problem here is, and it's actually good for the police from a forensic standpoint, whoever did this would have been saturated. They would have been inundated with this poor woman's precious blood that has poured out onto them. It's probably on their hands. It's certainly on the weapon. It would have transferred to the clothing. And so she is very vulnerable, but she left a piece of evidence with these idiots that did this to her, these cowards. And when whoever came across this, I can tell you this, Nancy, when they call this in and they saw this poor woman in the hallway on this platform, I can tell you this will be an image that will live with that person for the rest of their life, because it is scarring, it's jarring, it's absolutely horrific.
Guys, we are talking about the death of a gorgeous young mom, just 31 years old, the mother of three little children, Roxy, Molly, and Chase, ages 5, 10, and 11. Her husband left behind to try to raise the children all on his own, struggling with finances after COVID. Mommy working apparently either three or four jobs. Daddy doing the same. In the last hours, breaking news. Take a listen to our friends at CBS 11.
All new at 10 o'clock tonight. Haltom City Police say that they have made arrests in the death of a delivery food driver. This is 31-year-old Ryan Muncy was found dead at an apartment complex on Saturday evening, and they have called her death a murder from the start.
Joining me, let's go straight out to Sergeant Eric Peters with the Haltom City Police Department. Who are the perps.
So late last night, we arrested two 14-year-old juvenile males in connection with this murder. They were arrested at an apartment complex nearby over in Fort Worth and taken into custody by our SWAT team without any incident.
Were they in their own home?
I believe they were outside their residence when they were taken into custody.
I noticed you said their residence. To me, that means they're brothers or at least related.
Well, I don't know that they're related. I do know that they know that they knew each other. When I say outside their residence, I mean outside the apartment complex there.
Where they lived in an apartment complex nearby. You said that they are 14-year-old juveniles, and I assume that is why you are not revealing their names.
That is correct.
Can you tell us if they made confessions?
I do not have that information. I believe the detectives were still talking to them this morning.
Well, it's my experience, John W. Deal, a high-profile lawyer joining us, author of The Method, Proven Techniques for Winning Jury Trials at johnwdeal.com. John, if they're talking at all, that's going to be used against them in a court of law. And let me point out that juveniles are not questioned unless police have authority from a guardian. Okay, just so you know that. But John Deal, if they are speaking at all at that age, whatever they say, whether they confess or they make up a lie, that lie is going to be very transparent, probably full of conflicting statements and facts. What do you think?
That's correct, Nancy. At this point, if they're talking, I'd be curious as to who the actual person who did the deed was. It's very possible that's what the conversations are at this point between the two of them. Both would be culpable, of course, but I'm sure that's what the detectives are working on. And if they're talking, they've had the permission to talk. I think eventually we'll get a clear picture of exactly what happened in those last moments.
John W. Deal joining me, high-profile lawyer. How do you get a statement from a 14-year-old?
Generally have to get permission from the parent or guardian. And in this case, unless it's a spontaneous statement, I mean, they're in custody, so therefore they would still have the Miranda warnings available to them, even as juveniles. So they've had the permission to speak with them. So anything they're going to be saying now is going to be used against them, clearly.
Sergeant Eric Peters with me from the Haltom City Police Department. Sergeant Peters, was any evidence removed from their domiciles?
The detectives did discover some evidence that linked the two juveniles to the offense. They were able to find that evidence last night after the arrest.
Do you know what the evidence is?
I do not have that information at this time. I just
or
know that
you're
they
not
have
giving it up like a good cop won't in any way harm the integrity of the case, but I've got a pretty good idea.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
And now I want to go straight back to our own investigation into the death of a young mom, leaving behind a husband who's already working multiple jobs and three little children. You know, Dr. Jeff Gardier, clinical psychologist, professor of behavioral medicine at Touro, and author of The Causes of Autism. Dr. Jeff, a lot of people can't quite remember what happened when they were 5 years old. These children are 5, 10, and 11. But what they'll remember, what the takeaway is, their life will always be void of their mom.
Exactly. And these are critical ages, of course, where that bonding with their mom has been horrifically interrupted. And they will experience this through their adolescence, through their teen years, and right up until their marriages, that there is something that is missing. It will take years of therapy for them to try to even reconcile this. And of course, as they get older, they'll learn more and more and more about the horrific details of the death of their beloved mother. So this will be a lifelong struggle for them in every arena of their lives.
Well, I am grateful for one thing, Dr. Jeff Gardier. You didn't start up about these being young guys who didn't know what they were doing, probably didn't have a good education. You know what? All of that may be true. Maybe they didn't have a good education. Maybe they had a bad upbringing. Doesn't matter. Ryan Muncy Graham is dead. And her husband is at the funeral home as we speak. And her children are saying, why can't I see mommy? Why can't I see mommy? Straight back out to Gina Tron, crime reporter, Oxygen.com, and author of Star 67 on Amazon. Gina, what, if anything, do we know about these two teens other than they're 14?
There's no other real information that's been given out about them. The press releases came out this morning, and seems like police are being pretty tight-lipped about them, especially because they're juveniles. But it appears that they, you know, probably live in the same complex building as one another. That's basically all that I can gather from it for now.
And you know what else, Gina? Statistically, when you apprehend a perp in a case like this, this is not their first swing at the ball. I would be willing to bet these two have been in and out of trouble, whether it's been reported or apprehended or not. Earlier, we heard Gina Tron, crime reporter with Oxygen.com, mention that this isn't the first time a delivery person has been murdered in the general area. Take a listen to our Cut 7. This is Maria Guerrero, NBC 5 KXAS.
Almost exactly a month before Munsey's murder.
So my first thing was shock, and then my first thought was, oh my God, the community. What a loss.
Another delivery driver was shot dead, this time in West Dallas. Timothy Paul Allen was an independent contractor delivering packages for Amazon in his personal car, according to family.
You know, I'm trying to figure out, is there someone, is there a group, or is this an MO that is just picking off delivery people or Uber drivers? That was you speaking, Sergeant Eric Peters, discussing the impact on the community. Was the perp caught in that case where the Amazon delivery person was shot?
Well, being that that's a Dallas case, I'm not aware of them, if they've solved that case or not.
Right. Well, as a matter of fact, take a listen to KXAS, our Cut 13.
Police were called to the 2400 block of Leith Street on December 23rd and found Allen shot and killed in his car. Police say he had made a delivery to the nearby Hamptons at Lake West Apartments before being murdered. A motive is not yet known. His killer is also on the loose.
You don't get to meet somebody like Paul Allen every day.
The 65-year-old played piano at Nordstrom and area churches. He played in bands and influenced hundreds of musicians over the years.
He would have two sets of keyboards up there playing them. He would have a drum machine that he was controlling with his feet. He would be playing the bass with his left hand. I mean, just an incredible, incredible talent.
Allen's family says he picked up Amazon delivery as a side gig amid COVID-19.
You know, to you, John W. Deal, high-profile lawyer, joining us at johnwdeal.com. John, you and I have seen, along with you, just got Morgan, well, everybody on this panel has seen more than our share of homicides. Do you ever wonder, why is it the great people that are murdered, like this mother of three working three or four jobs just to keep the family going, along with her husband working just as hard? And then you've got this guy, Allen, who played, carried two keyboards in his car, played all over, influenced so many youth, just a great, wonderful, giving person. Do you ever wonder why them?
Yes, exactly, Nancy. And also a lot of times when we hear about victims, there's a sense to say, well, they shouldn't have been doing what they were doing.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Doing something risky. But there's absolutely nothing, certainly, with either of these victims here. They're doing all the right things. They're out there just trying to make a living. And there's no way to say, hey, they contributed somehow to putting themselves in the wrong place at the wrong time. This is just underscores the tragedy of this case.
Right. Jump in.
Yeah. Listen, you had mentioned like connectivity between people targeting these people. I don't think that there's an organized effort to do this. However, there is an awareness with people that are predators. And keep in mind, they are predators, Nancy. Over the years, I've worked cabbies. I've worked pizza delivery people, Chinese food delivery people. And we've actually covered cases of food delivery people on the air. And it's because they're vulnerable. These predator types know that these individuals have no way to defend themselves most of the time, that they're focused on their job because they're just going about living their lives. And they're in vulnerable places. Just think about if you're a cabbie, the back of your head is exposed. I've had several that have been executed while driving down the road, Nancy. And these people are among the working class folks out there. They're just trying to make a living. But yet, you know, their flanks are always open. There's no way to defend yourself because you don't see it coming. Just like poor Ron, she didn't see this coming. Nancy, you think she would have walked up there on that landing? No, she wouldn't have. But this guy got close enough to bury a knife in her neck. And so they are very, very vulnerable.
All she wanted to do was finish those seven deliveries, yes, as part of an Uber special and get home to her children and her husband. Right now, the two cases are not being linked. Take a listen to our Cut 8, NBC KXAS.
Police are not linking the killings. Haltom City says their case hits close to home.
Not only the fact that she was delivering in our city, but the fact that, you know, she has three children now that don't have a mother, but also the fact that she's just out trying to make money in this difficult time during this pandemic. So, you know, it's a sad deal.
Guys, again, for those of you that can spare even a dollar, I'm going to their GoFundMe. GoFundMe.com/Ryan-Graham's-funeral-expenses. Sergeant Peters, do you ever pause and wonder why the great, good, wonderful, and kind people fall victim to predators like these two teens? And make no mistake, only one teen was holding that knife, but they are both going to be charged with murder. Do you ever wonder that, Sergeant Peters?
Yeah, anytime you go to something like this, you always wonder why something like that would happen. And you know, that's why we do our investigation, to figure out why somebody would do something like this. But even when you find out why, it just seems so senseless.
Just makes me want to jump up from this anchor chair and race to my twins and just hold them and protect them and spend every minute I can with them. God be with this precious family. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible. It's Lisa Mattress, a collaboration between Lisa and West Elm. The natural hybrid is made from natural latex, natural wool, and environmentally safe foams. The natural hybrid elevates your sleep and supports. Go to Lisa.com/Nancy to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Nancy.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.